بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر فاضل و الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت هذا الشهر كي محمد اقتسم نبر الله مرقده. تايتل از یاد ایام. یاد ایام شیخ کامل کی مجھے تھی جستجو، شیخ کامل کی مجھے تھی جستجو، تا نہ دھوکا دے جہان رنگ بو. شیخ کامل کی مجھے تھی جستجو، تا نہ دھوکا دے جہان رنگ بو. آخرش وہ شاہ کامل مل گیا، چرخ دل کا ماہ کامل مل گیا. آخرش وہ شاہ کامل مل گیا، چرخ دل کا ماہ کامل مل گیا. سینہ بریاں چشم گریاں آہ سر، سینہ بریاں چشم گریاں آہ سر، تھا سراپا عشق حق وہ پیر مر، تھا سراپا عشق حق وہ پیر مر. ہر بنے مو سے محبت کا ظہور، ہر بنے مو سے محبت کا ظہور. چشم تھی غماز عشق ناصبور، چشم تھی غماز عشق ناصبور. فرش پر ذاکر تھی اس کی خاک تن، فرش پر ذاکر تھی اس کی خاک تن، روح اس کی عرش پر جلوہ فگن، روح اس کی عرش پر جلوہ فگن. نہ رہا لا احب العافلین، نہ رہا لا احب العافلین، کر رہا تھا دم بدم وہ شیخ دین، کر رہا تھا دم بدم وہ شاہد شیخ دین. جسم اس کا ظاہر کوئے حرم، جان اس کی محرم جان حرم، جان اس کی تھی ورائے آسمان، خاک تن کا تھا خدا ہی نگہ ماں. عشق سے اس کا گریاں چاک تھا، عشق سے اس کا گریباں چاک تھا، ذکر اس کا نالہ غمناک تھا. رات کو پچھلے پہر وہ شاہدین، اشک ہائے خون سے تر کرتا زمین. سجدہ گاہ عاشقان رب دین، سجدہ گاہ عاشقان رب دی، مثل سجدہ گاہ عاما کے نہیں، مثل سجدہ گاہ عاما کے نہیں. سرگروہ شاہ باز حق سے تھا، سرگروہ شاہ باز حق سے تھا، سربریدا تیغ عشق حق سے تھا، سربریدا تیغ عشق حق سے تھا. تھا وہ عاشق برفگن دیوانگی، سیر تھا از عقل و از فرزانگی، تھا وہ عاشق برفگن دیوانگی، سیر تھا از عقل و از فرزانگی. میں نے سمجھا کیسے تنہا ہے یہاں، میں نے سمجھا کیسے تنہا ہے یہاں، بیٹھ جا تو بھی اسی در پر یہاں. الغرض اختر وہی رہنے لگا، لطف جینے کا وہی ملنے لگا. الغرض اختر وہی رہنے لگا، لطف جینے کا وہی ملنے لگا. شیخ کامل کی مجھے تھی جستجو, تا نہ دھوکا دے جہان رنگ بو. آخرش وہ شاہ کامل مل گیا, چرخ دل کا ماہ کامل مل گیا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Yaad-e Ayyam, remembering my days, and the days when Hazrat went to Hazrat Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, his first Shaykh, and how he got there and what he was looking for and what he had found. Yani Hazrat Shaykh Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali mein ki khidmat mein guzre hue ahkar ke 16 saal aur Hazrat wala ki yaad mein ahkar ke aahu fugha. This poem is about the 16 years of the youth of Hazrat, how he spent with his Shaykh, which was an old man, a young boy, for 16 years Hazrat had stayed with him, and the days that he had passed with him, certain aspects Hazrat explains here. Shaykh-e-Kamil ki mujhe thi just a Jew, I was looking for the Shaykh-e-Kamil. And very blessed is that person in whose heart Allah Ta'ala puts to look for a Shaykh. That is a clear proof that he is looking for Allah Ta'ala. Just like Hadrat explained, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, when a bird, a pigeon, a dove is born, it's always looking up right from the beginning, because it wants to fly up. Animal, goat, sheep, cow, looks down because it's going to stay down all life. So a person who looks for a Shaykh, it is a clear sign he's going to be flying to Allah Ta'ala. And then the other point which is important, that a proper Shaykh, a correct Shaykh, and if it's a Shaykh, a Kamil, then what to say? How fortunate is not a person if he gets a Shaykh from the Ulama-i Haq, and if he gets a Shaykh who is Shaykh, a Kamil. Tana dhoka de jahan range bu. So that this world of beauty and attraction, temptation, do not deceive me. There are various stages. One is a person is not at all interested in deen. He's just interested in the dunya. Dunya must not tempt him. So that is a great thing, that he wants to save himself from dunya. And for that, you need protection. You need a Shaykh. Then the next stage is, you do choose a Shaykh, but you don't choose the correct Shaykh. Perhaps he's from the Ahle Batil, from the Ahle Bid'at, from the other wrong believers, then a person will go astray, of course. And maybe he is from the Ahle Haq, but also he's not a Shaykh Kamil. Like in one instance, somebody had written to Hazrat, in fact a lady wrote, and she asked the Imam of the Masjid that in Ramzan, after all everything is done, then the lights are put off and they make zikr in the dark. So how is this? Most of the people enjoy this. And especially middle of the night, if you make zikr 2-3 o'clock and the lights are off, people enjoy it and they feel, oh, that Ramzan was really, we enjoyed it. Hazrat said, this is not sabit in the hadith. To make zikr like this, putting the lights off, etc. Our nafs likes all this. So though it is a Shaykh, he is on the right path. But all these things, many places, for example, Qiyam-e-Layl, for 1-2 hours, they make tahajjud, etc. with jamaat, and jamaat is not sabit, it's not correct to make tahajjud namaz with jamaat. But people enjoy it. How many people who make the tarawis finish them in one night, in 5-10 nights, and they knocked out for the next whole rest of Ramzan. So that also is not correct, but the nafs likes all these things. So therefore, a person has to see that the Shaykh is on the Shaykh-e-Kamil. Otherwise, all these things here, yeah, lot of ibadat in a khanqa, for example in Ramzan, other times, but no islahi talks, there is no islah being done. only a lot of zikr, a lot of ibadat is taking place. So that is also not a sheikh, a kamil, is he who will make the tarbiyah, the islah of his murid. And his eyes will be all the time on his murids and the islah. So that is what a person should look. And if he finds such a sheikh, there isn't enough shukr that he can make to Allah Ta'ala. Akhirish wo shahi kamil mil gaya. After I looked, I found the sheikh kamil. Yani Hazrat Maulana Phulpuri, and really in our time all the Khan Qasim Mashai, but those who are connected with Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and the silsila going that line, very fortunate are those people. Hazrat has separated the water from the milk, and he has shown the true, what is the true is a maqsad of the Khanqa, the islah of a person. And Hazrat also explained so beautifully that for Ramzan is the ideal month for Islah. Allah Himself says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And like that, if you tell a person, give up your TV for life, you will find it hard. Give up your sports for life, you might find it hard. Don't look at news. But you tell him, okay, not long, only for 30 days. But the effect of that Ramzan, if you do it properly, it will leave you forever. So Allah made it such an easy way. And Hazrat gives a beautiful example, like a paper was folded, but you realize you folded it the wrong side, it has to be folded the other side. And now, you take it and fold it and keep it for a while, the other side. Then it will stay permanent on that fold. For 30 days, just fold yourself. Your paper was folded the wrong side, Allah gave you Ramzan, and for 30 days fold it and keep it the other fold. Forever it will stay on that fold. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is what is a Shaykh Kamil, who is for concern about our Islah. Not too much ibadat, in fact, so much it has come. In the hadith, where the fazilat of an alim over an abid, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's like my fazilat over the lowest amongst you, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. You can't imagine what is that. The way can the whole creation, even all the other Anbiya, compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as the Sahaba used to say, that, O Nabi of Allah, in our Jannat, your stage will be so high, we will be so low, where will we be able to meet you? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al mar'u ma'aman ahab. A person will be with whom he loves. That made the Sahaba the most happy after they accepted Islam. Because by that they will have the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, so that shows that the Sahaba's rank is much lower than the Anbiya and the Sayyidul Anbiya. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the lowest ranking amongst the Sahaba. So what is the gap and the difference? So yeah, the ulama have written which alim is referred to here. That alim is better than an abid, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's virtue is over the lowest ranking sahabi. The ulama explain is that alim who he does the basics only of ibadat. Only the basics, the faras, wajibat, sunnati, muakkada, and all that. The rest of his time he devotes to ilm, to acquiring, to teaching. He's engaged in teaching all the time. And he uses his head for teaching, so that he hasn't got, now his head is not at ease, so he can't make lot ibadat. He uses all his time for ibadat. So the basics only of ibadat, and all his time in knowledge. That person is superior to the person who has got the basics of knowledge. That is, he knows how to make wudu, he knows how to make his namaz, what will break his wudu, the basics of knowledge. And all his time is devoted in ibadat. We will say this person is such a, he is superior. Whole night tahajjud, nafil all the time, all khairat, sadqah all the time. But that alim who's only got the basics of ibadat, and his life is spent in knowledge, acquiring, spreading knowledge, etc. His virtue is like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over the lowest ranking sahabi. So therefore, a sheikh, a kamil, is not one that is making lot ibadat also, but is the one who is bringing the deen alive. And not only one aspect of deen, but the whole of deen he tries and make alive in his murideen. And this year, the silsila is such that your murid, you can make the effort of the whole of deen on him. And therefore it is that a murid should stick what he shared, not only till he gets khilafat, or just for a little while, but all the time, because there are so many aspects of deen. Not only the basics, but much more. So that is a Shaykh Kamil who will then see, first of all, your aqaid, are they correct or not. Then your ibadat. Mostly we only look at akhlaq. You don't have pride, you have sincerity, you have good character, we regard that as islah. But your muamalat, your business dealings also, your muasharat also, how you are living with your family. For example, Allahu Akbar, in the majlis of Dr. Iqbal, the famous Dr. Iqbal of the East, one time they were reading a kitab, and it came there that in Masjid al-Nabawi there was a cat that had given birth to its kittens. Now naturally it will cause dirt, etc. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wanted to chase out the cat from the masjid with its kittens. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, don't chase the cat, it has become a mother now. That, just imagine, Allama Iqbal for 45 minutes was just tearing, sobbing, crying, that a mother, and what affected me a lot, that Nabi sallallahu, what the word he said, that respect the cat now, Nabi sallallahu, what, that she has become a mother now. So this one side is the value. If a cat has become a mother, and you must don't chase out of Masjid al-Nabawi, respect her now. She has become a human being who has become a mother. What is her position? And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he said it, and how Allahu Akbar, that don't chase her, she has become a mother. Allahu Akbar. So that was, so that is that a person, every aspect, muasharat also. And we find our mashayikh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki, Maulana Mashayikh Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to South Africa on one of his safars, then in Lodium, he was given his room. After everything, they showed him one water room, more than a 5-star hotel, 7-star hotel also. But they found that he slept the whole night on the carpet, not on the bed. When they said, why, Hazrat? He said, a cat was sleeping on the bed very peacefully. I thought, who am I to disturb the peaceful sleep of the cat? What right have I got? I must wake the cat up. If it is us, what won't we do? So just imagine. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the position of these great people. He was going to wear his clothes, and there was an ant on the clothes. So he shook the clothes, the kurta. So the ant fell off. The ant told him, Qiyamah's day, you'll have to answer for this. That you gave me this taklif, that you shook me off like that. And then immediately Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam and told him to make salam from Allah's side to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And tell him what this ant is saying is right. You will have to answer for that. Then he asked Maafi from the ant. He knew the languages of the, where we, and how we. But of course, that is Sayyid Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyidatul Muqarrabin. What are the virtuous acts of the pious people? But those who are close to Allah, there they are counted as sins. For these people, they are virtuous. So we won't be taken to task for this, inshallah. But those who are so close, just imagine. So all this islah of all this, that is a Shaykh Kamil. That everything, the environment, the animals, the birds, then what to say about the wife? What about to say your wife who has become a mother? What is her position now? So this all a person should keep in mind. So this is what is a Shaykh Kamil, not only who puts you on lot of ibadah, doesn't tell you TV is haram, doesn't tell you to look at woman is haram, all that he doesn't, alright, all that can carry on, but you're making it, you're feeling nice, you're making all ibadah, you're feeling happy, but on the other side, all the haram things which are, a Shaykh Kamil won't tell you to make lot of ibadah also. In the Khanqa of Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali in Ramzan, our Shaykh in Ramzan, there is no real silsila of lot of ibadat. The emphasis is on Islam of a person. That is what is important. But we, our tabiat and nature is that zikr in the dark, etc., and nice little zikr, what little nice merry tunes, etc., long duas, etc., all are crying in the duas, and after that we back to square one all. We want nice long du'as and we feel happy. What a du'a! 45-minute du'a, 1-hour du'a. How everyone was crying. That makes us happy. But we're not changing our lives. And if there was no dua, but you change your life. Yeah, mashallah, many of our brothers have written that they've taken out TV from their lives. They have come on to sunnah dressing. That is what is the object. Not lot of all the other ibadat, etc. So this is, Hazrat said, I was looking for a sheikh, a kami, like that. Seena barya, chashme girya, ahi sard. Allahu Akbar, that is sheikh. All these buttons were open. We are so particular, all our friends, that everything of the sheikh must be properly. But he, Hazrat, was such a person, my Pulpuri, all this year was open. Siriya Barya, Chashm Girya, tears from his eyes, and that sighs that he should take out in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tha Sarapa Ishke Hak Wapire Mard. He was 100% the lover of Allah. He was a true man, which Allah says, Rijal. But today we are more worried of our dressing. Topi must be right. Everything, that we are more worried. Amama must be fastened properly. We are more worried of these things. But these people, outwardly, they're not even worried of how they dress. And the more a person comes closer to Allah, the less he's worried about his dressing. Then he's more worried about that there. Harbune muse muhabbat ka zuhur. From every hair, the love of Allah, you could see that it was filled with the love. Chashamti khammaze ishqana sabur. And his eyes, you could see that the depth of love of Allah Ta'ala, which he could not control. The love was over boiling. Like your pressure cooker. When the steam has boiled up, you have to release the steam. Otherwise, it will blow the lid off. Farsh par zakir thi uski khaake tan. And on the ground, his body was engaged and engrossed in the zikr of Allah. Ruh ki ashpar jalwa fagan. While his ruh was by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. His body was here. His ruh was there. He was with Allah Ta'ala. Narai hai la uhibbul afili. And Hazrat the Nara, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, the sun is my God, it sets. The moon is my God, it sets. The star is my... I don't like those that set. I want he who stays forever. So there's nara of that. I want the haq. I want Allah Ta'ala. Ruh iski arsh par kar raha tha dam badam wo shaykh deen. All the time. La uhibbul alifilin. And this whole dunya, all technology, your income, your shop, it's all going to get filled. Only Allah is going to stay forever. Kullu man alayha faan. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything will get finished, only Allah will remain. That was his nara, that لا إله إلا هو إلا هو هو. جسم اس کا ظاہر کوئے حرم. His body was making tawaf of the haram. It was visiting the haram going. جان اس کی محرمِ جانِ حرم. But his life was on the giver of life. He sacrificed his life for the giver of life, for Allah Ta'ala. Jaan uski thi waraya asma. His body was beyond the skies. Khaakitan ka tha khuda hi nageba. And his body was being fully looked after only by Allah Ta'ala. Ishq se uska gariba chaak tha. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, he had the collar of his, the buttons all open all the time. Like a person lost to this world, only devoted to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr uska nala ghamnaak tha. And his zikr was a strange zikr. It would pierce your heart. It would tear your heart apart. And with that love that he used to make zikr, not a formality, not just to complete the zikr, but with passion, with love of Allah Ta'ala, he should make zikr. Ji, also with regard to the other khanqas, etc., I remember we went to Indonesia one place where in front the man was sitting a curtain and the woman at her back. And then the woman opened the curtain also. So like no parda also. And that was now that time. Then after that when they make zikr with the beating of the drums also. And the woman also making zikr, you're listening to the woman zikr also. And you are making zikr and you're enjoying. Oh, what you went to, you imagining you went to the seventh heaven. But where you were, you went asfalus safilin. Right down with all the beating of the drums and with the woman's zikr voice also coming, all that. And as we will read inshallah, that just the presence of the woman also has a great effect on man. just her presence also, a strange woman, it has a great effect on a man. So that person will be happy. How my Ramzan passed. How we used to make zikr, the beating of the drums. One went to Paul's Mall prison in Cape Town. And they arranged a long prison. And the prisoners, not ordinary people, the prisoners. And they had a milad function also. And in that milad function, in the trance they were, and how they were making, they were out of this world. But what is all that? Eh? All that, it's not according to sunnah, not according to sharia, but they feel like that. So there are many like this mashayikh, where a person feels that he's where and where. But the truth is your islah taking place. And the islah is the bitter pearl. That the nafs does not like, the islah. They don't have contact with women, take out the TV, etc. All these things, guard your gazes. This is all very hard. The nafs don't like this. If you are told, just make 100 times zikr, 1,000 times zikr. But no problem, we don't talk about the TV. That we just keep it one side. About sports, no problem. You carry on, that is no problem, all that. That people will like. But what is required, that is the important thing. Raat ko pichle peher wo shahidi, in the last part of the night, that great king of deen ashkhayakhu se tar karta zameen, and he should make the ground become wet with his tears as he should cry to Allah. Sajda gahi ashqai rabbi deen, in the place of sajda of the lovers of Allah, ta'ala of Allah. Mithal sajda gahi amma ke nahi, their place of sajda is not like ordinary people, how they make sajda. Their place where they make sajda is a different place, different threshold. Sargar wohe shahibaz hat se tha, all the time he was like that eagle that flies up to the, it soars into the heavens. He doesn't stay on the ground. He puts his head in sajda, but he's flying up to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sar burida tigh ishq haq se tha, and his head was with the spear of Allah's love. It was like in his heart. And when the love of Allah is in your heart, and like a spear of the love of Allah, an arrow has hit your heart, then that heart is now all the time in that love of Allah Ta'ala. Tark karke dar se mantiqe falsafa, he gave up all the normal teaching in Darul Ulooms, where all philosophy and logic, etc., all these subjects are taught. De raha tha dar se charkh wa zalzala, he was given the teachings, he was giving the lessons which cause earthquakes and which cause the hearts to split apart. That was the sabak, not giving the sabak of logic and of philosophy, etc., but that lessons of the love of Allah which tears the heart apart. Tha wo aashik barfane diwangi, he was an aashik of Allah Ta'ala, and he was a master. He had become passionate, overtaken in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sair tha az aqal wa az farzandagi, and he had flown away from brains and from logic to love. Well, brains will tell you many things. One person, your wife phones you, tells you that you must come home early. I can't come, office, I got so much work, it's impossible. You are seeing two things. Love is something, I'm now there. I'm flying and I'm coming to you now. That is what is called love. So the love of Allah Ta'ala breaks all chains. If you don't have the love of Allah, chains fasten you. Like in one place, Hazrat says, like a bull. When it is now determined, it's going to break, it's going to run free. It puts all its force, and with whatever ropes and it's fastened, it breaks all that apart. So when that level of love of Allah comes, then a person breaks from all the ropes and chains of this dunya, which are fastening him and holding him back, then he flies to Allah Ta'ala. Maine samjha, Qais tanha hai yaha. I thought only Qais, the lover of Majnu, that he is the only one who had so much love that he was made in the love of Majnu. I thought he's only one. Be'atja, to be isi dar par yaha. Leave all that other. You sit in this gathering here. In the love of Allah. You are one Majnu, you are Layla, you are going after. Sit here and see what you will get there. Al-gharas, akhtar wahi rehne laga. then Hazrat says, I also just started staying there. Lutf jeene ka wahi milne laga. The enjoyment of living, I just got there, now I got it. Not going to seasides, not going to discos and going to rave parties and going to all haram things and all Satanism and all that. Yeah, I got the enjoyment of life. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality, and no matter how much shukr we make that Allah has given us such a Shaykh Kamil, and his teachings that are with us all the time. Let us make qadr of it, and let us realize, Hazrat should say many times, don't just say that my khanka, yeah, you will benefit. Go and see the other khankas. Then you come back here. Then you'll make qadr of my khanka. So that is the thing. Other places, like, there are a lot of rules and regulations and lot of all other things. But yeah, the whole object was on Islam. And yeah, only that person will also enjoy who wants his Islami. Those who just want some superficial decoration and feel nice about it, they should go somewhere else. But those who really want the Islam, they should go to a khanka of the branches of Maulana Thanwi, rahmatullah alayh. And where that ta'lim is taking place of Maulana Thanwi, rahmatullah alayh, then they will get the Islam. And those who want, if they are not on falsehood or batil, then welcome. They should go to other khankas where, for example, zikr is made loud and with so much of passion, and especially light also is put off, and the night the hajjud namaz also is made, and then if there's even more little drum beating also, little music, and you end more also, some woman also somewhere nearby, and they also making zikr, then they get enjoyment there. That is for them. But this is that which Hazrat Muhammad Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, Allah has blessed him. May Allah let us realize this and make qadr of it, inshallah. Last week we read about that one alim who wrote that letter to Hazrat, and some of our friends found it hard also, that you must be hard with them and tell them that shut up, don't make me salam, etc. Very hard. So there are two things. One is you want to keep the peace, then whole life you will carry on, you won't make Islam. And one is you have to become firm, then a change will come. Whether it's the family, some of us feel, for you people, Maulana, for you to talk, your whole family all are in parda. Our family, no one, very hard. But where did it start? Don't think you all were in parda from the start. And with lot of problems we had to go through, lot of accusations, and that you want to break up family ties. What is this? All new things you bring in, parda, etc. Till a person is not prepared for that, changes won't come. When I started in Germiston, for example, there, like in almost every masjid in those days, the muazzin used to stand with the asa, inna Allah wa malai, still many masjids also. And Allah gave me to, I was still a student, I did not even qualify, I was still a student. But I took the asa and before time, and I kept it by me. Now a big commotion started. The muazzin want to take the asa from me and I'm not giving it. We were not that small, we should have made the arrangement before. He wasn't adamant that he wants to make the, in the, but that was his duty, he had to do it. I'm not giving him the asa, he wants to take it, and the whole congregation looking, what is happening here? But alhamdulillah, from that day it broke. Then it wasn't anymore. And today perhaps in none of our masjids you have this anymore. Otherwise in all our masjids also this was present all the time. Many other things. So until you are not prepared to, that people will criticize you, people will tell you things, you are not prepared, you won't bring a change. If you want to just carry on how the water is flowing, well and good. But if you want a reformation, you'll have to make a revolution. You'll have to swim against that, against the water. Then you'll be able to bring. And it is for everyone, whether it's in the family, whether it is anywhere else, to bring that reality. And there are so many other things. So this is what a person. So yeah, further Hazrat explains also. Ek alim ne apna haal likha hai. One alim wrote his condition. Ke aap alhamdulillah amarid aur na mihram larkiyo se nigah bachane ki taufiq Hazrat wala ki barkat se hone lagi hai. Now to save my eyes from young boys and from young girls, women, by Allah's, by Hazrat's teachings and his barkat, alhamdulillah, I'm saving myself. Khaa wo qareeb maujood bhi ho, even if they are near. Then also I said, now this is like from his point of view, it's a great virtue. There are young boys near, but I don't look at them. There are young girls near, nearby, but I don't look at them. But see Hazrat's nazar. That is what is a Shaykh, a Kamil. That he, this is according to the writer, it's a great achievement. Though they are near, but I don't look. And he says, see Hazrat's answer, jawab. Ajnabiya aurat ya amrat haseen se nazar ka bachana, to save one's eyes from these strange women and young boys, uske qareeb rehna, and to be near to them. Dono agar jama ho jate, to phir nazar mehfooz rakhte hue bhi aadmi fitnae maasiyat se mehfooz nahi reh sakta. If these both things are present, that you safeguarding your eyes, but they are near you, you won't be able to be saved from guna. Hey, which you were thinking is a virtue, that they are near, but I don't even look at them. I'm such a buzur. I've got so much taqwa, though they are so near. So Hazrat says that when both things are together, they are near and you are not looking, but they are near, you can't be saved from fitna. You'll fall into the fitna. If you are... jaise aankh par patti bandh kar bhi mujrimana afaal mumkin hai, like you are blindfolded but you can still commit guna also. Hey, blind people also commit guna. In the time of Harun or Rashid, the police caught a blind person who committed adultery with a blind woman. They brought them to the police station. These people have committed, now no more it's a sin. If both parties are willing, in the law of the countries, it's no more a sin. But in those days, till 1910 in South Africa also, in the government, it was a sin. 1910, they passed the law that if both parties are willing, then it's no more a sin. And the reason for that, because if we keep it as a sin, as a crime, punishable crime, then all the parliamentarians will also be guilty. So just abolish the law. So this is their system. So then there the person in charge by the police is right down. Now the address also is required. So they didn't know, the police didn't know the address. So he said, just write Zulumatum Ba'dwa Fawqabad. Darkness upon darkness. They both are blind. So even a blind person can commit guna also. So if you don't see, but they are near, still you can get involved. Bas nazar mehfooz hai. Pas nazar mehfooz hai, magar us waqt bhi jaani hai. Your eyes you have saved, you're not looking. Hey, you are near, and many of us who are work in such work condition, all the time with the woman, you are safeguarding yourself, but you are on the brink, you are, any time you can just slip. A person, such a person, the advice is, look for another job. Carry on with this job, but look for a job where you are not near. It's going to have an effect on you. And here Hazrat said, that your eyes are protected, but you are jani. Yeah, then, Mir Saab explained it so beautifully, yani gunegar hai. You are still a sinner, though you are protecting your eyes. Jani isme fa'il hai min al jinaya. Al jinaya is sin. And the isme fa'il, the doer of that in Arabic is called jani. Yahan Arabi lafz jani ka istemal, yet that Hazrat used the word jani, the Arabic word, Hazrat wala ki zinda dili aur khush tabi ka thubut hai. That how Hazrat was so, his tabiat was, he had so much of enjoyment and to make people happy, how he explained it. Like for example, to understand this, Hazrat was sitting in the haram of Mecca, and Maulana Adil's father in Karachi, Faruqiya, Maulana Salimullah Khan, Damat Barakatu. Friends, same age, also similar, contemporaries, they were sitting together. Maulana Salimullah Khan sahab, Damat Barakatum, said, I'll just go, pishab kar aata hu. I'd go and relieve myself, go make istinja, small istinja, urinate. So Hazrat said, bulbul. Bulbul in Urdu is a nightingale. So he was now knocked out. At this time to say the word bulbul, nightingale, what does it mean? He couldn't understand. But when he came back, he was laughing loud. He said, while I was urinating, then I realized that both these words are the Arabic words of Bala Yabulu, to urinate. And the Amr, the command of it. That bul. Urinate. He said, I want to go urinate. Hazrat said, go. Bulbul. So then he understood. So Hazrat had a lot of this in his tabiat. And by that, he would just win a person over. Hazrat explains, پس سالک و تالی پر واجب ہے کہ اپنی نفس کو حصن امارد اور عورتوں سے دور رکھے. So حضرت says that it is compulsory for a salik, a person who wants his islah, that same thing again, that by bodily also he should keep himself far from women and from young boys. یعنی جسم کو دور رکھے اور مانن بھی دور رکھے. His body also and from inside also. Don't have thoughts about them. And don't be near them and you say you don't. Once we were coming from Karachi, from the Khanka, Appa was with also. About 2 o'clock in the morning it was. And we were going to the airport. The flight was at such a time. So Hadrat didn't even come near the Kumbh. He said, I don't want to be near where there are women also. It can have effect. Hadrat, no problem. Hadrat can come. What is it? Hey? Even Appa can speak to Hadrat. Hadrat, mashallah. We know Hadrat what. But he said, I won't even come near the Kumbh. I'll stay far. And then he met me at a distance from there. He said, I won't come where there are women. I don't want to go near there also. یعنی قلب میں تصور سے ان کے قریب نہ ہو. That is, keep your eyes also away, and in your mind and heart also, don't keep them near you. Keep them far. خصوصاً اگر کم عمری میں امارد اور عورتوں کی عشق میں مبتلا رہا ہے. And حضرت say, especially for those people who in their young days, they were involved with young boys or something, homosexuality, many boys do get involved in this, or with girls, they had love affairs, they had some affairs with girls, etc. They must be even more careful. Because they have tasted of it, that taste comes back very quick again. تو خطرہ ہے کہ بڑھاپے میں بھی مبتلا ہو جائے. For such people, even in old age, there is fear that they will also get involved. یعنی ایسے شخص کے مبتلا ہونے کا قوی امکان ہے. Such a person who was involved in his young days can very easily fall prey to this again. پس ضروری ہے کہ اس سفر دنیا میں وہ مجاہدہ کرتا رہے. Therefore, it is necessary in this journey of this dunya to make mujahada your whole life. یہاں تک کہ موت آ جائے اور اس مجاہدہ پر اس کو انشاءاللہ تعالی محشر میں جہاد اکبر کا ثواب ملے گا. And that on this mujahada, it's not easy, it's hard. The nafs wants to, and the nafs enjoy, and what's wrong with it? Nothing, I'm not going to do anything, just the near. And really also, a person will only realize this, that even if you're just passing a woman walking also, she's walking that direction, or she overtakes you, or you overtake her. Just that closeness also. The day a person doesn't have it at all, then he'll realize the effect on it. Like this, you feel nothing, you don't look, you are proud, you are happy. I don't look, I control my gazes, etc. But the day you don't have any connection, like we felt this when we went to Dioban and we stayed for 3 years, other people stayed 7 years, 10 years, and the women were there on the street, but no family woman, nobody we had a contact with. You feel it, you, because like even your sister, your mother, those who lose their mothers, etc. in a young age, and even the sister, just having that female around is satisfaction. But when you don't have it, and when you're in a place and your life, you know, woman in your life, you'll see the difference. Otherwise, with them around all the time, you can't get that closeness of Allah Ta'ala together with all this. یہاں تک کہ موت آ جائے اور اس مجاہدہ پر ان کو انشاءاللہ محشر میں جہاد اکبر کا ثواب ملے گا. Until موت comes, and on this a person will get the ثواب of جہاد اکبر. Not only جہاد, but the great جہاد. The great جہاد of fighting the nafs. Fighting the enemy is جہاد اصغر, small جہاد. And fighting the nafs is جہاد اکبر. A person will get that reward, and what Allah will give him, you cannot imagine. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make it compulsory upon yourself to be in the company of two groups of people, the ulama and those, the hukama, that is the Sufis. The pious people, the Sufis, because by their just being in their presence, Allah enlivens dead hearts with the nur of their wisdom. Just like rains bring life to ground, especially at this time now, with the rains that we had, we see things become green already. Like that, sitting in the company of the ulama and the hukama, that is the friends of Allah, the Sufis, the awliya, Allah makes dead lives come to hearts come to life. And therefore also our friends, family members, to who are far from them, just tell them, just come and sit there. Or make an excuse, I want to go for a program, I need somebody to drive me. I need a car, won't you take me? Just there sitting in these gatherings of Allah Wala, Allah Ta'ala will make our hearts come to life again. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. It's already time up. We'll just start this one kitab of Hadrat. The other kitab, alhamdulillah, by Allah's wazal, we finished it, may Allah accept it. This is Ma'arif al-Mathnawi. The Mathnawi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rum Rahmatullah Ali. And this is the Shara which Hazrat has written. And a lot of points will come. At the beginning here, Hazrat Mir Sahib, who had compiled all Hazrat's teachings, and Allah give him long life, give him great reward, and very fortunate whom Allah wants to accept, Allah gives them such people who make their teachings also alive. Mehfooz karna, safeguard it, they put it in writing and it's kept forever, for generations it will go. So Hazrat writes, Janab Hafiz Dr. Muhammad Ayyub Sahab, heart specialist, Hazrat's one Khalifa who came to South Africa with Hazrat also on one safar, Dr. Ayyub Sahab. With regard to him, Mir Sahib is writing, Aaj se kafi arsa pehle, a long time from now, from today it was about 40 years ago, 38, 40 years ago, mein khab dekha, he saw in a dream, ke khab mein unko Masjid-e-Nabawi mein hazri naseeb hui, that he had the honor to be present in Masjid-e-Nabawi, aur Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mihrab aur mimbar ke darmiyan, and between the mihrab and a member of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma'arif Masnawi, Musannifahu, Murshiduna wa Mawlana Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Mawlana, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, ko mishahada kiya. He saw that this kitab was kept there, right in front of by Masjid Nabawi. Ke Ma'arif Masnawi, Mihrab aur Mimbar Sharif ke darmiyan kisi cheez par rakhi hui hai. It was kept there. So it shows the great acceptance of this kitab by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pleased with it. The Muqaddama, which is the introduction which Hazrat has written, we'll read part of it. Ahkar Muallif Ma'arif Mithnawi Muhammad Akhtar of Allah Anhu Aris Karta. Hazrat says, the writing about this kitab, ke Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali aur unki Masnawi Sharif Ahkar se ko us waqt se walihana taalluq wa shaghaf hai jab ke Ahkar baligh bhi na hua tha. That I had great love and passion for this kitab of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali at that time when I wasn't baligh also, I was a small boy. At that time already I had great love for it. اور پھر حق تعالی نے ایسا شیخ عطا فرمایا جو مسنوی شریف کے عاشق تھے. Then Allah gave me again such a shaykh who was mad in love with Masnawi Sharif, Maulana Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, کہ عاشق تھے اور فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ مسنوی شریف میں عشق حق کی آگ بھری ہوئی ہے. And he used to say that in the Masnawi of Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Ali, the fire of the love is filled in here. And listen in front, aur apne parne walo ki seeno mein bhi aag laga deti hai. And whoever will follow this kitab, read it, listen to it, Allah's love comes into that heart also. The effect of the kitab is such. Hamare Hazrat Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, baad namaz asr, aksar Masnawi Sharif ka dars dete. Mostly after asr, he used to give the sabak lessons on Masnawi Sharif. Aur is andaaz se ke rooh mein zalzala paida ho jata. And in such a way, like an earthquake comes in the heart, in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ahkar ko Masnawi Sharif se bahut hi faiz hua. Hazrat say, I benefited very greatly from Masnawi Sharif. Aur Ma'rifat Ilahiya, and the other kitab, Ma'rifat Ilahiya, which we have completed here, alhamdulillah, already before. Niz Ahkar ki digar kutub mein, and in the other kitabs also, Hazrat say, khaw wa tartib ho ya ta'alif, whether I just compiled them or whether I wrote those kitabs. Matnavi hi ka faiz ghalib hai. In all my kitabs, the effect of Matnavi is overpowers in all my kitabs which I have written. گاہ گاہ اہ کر کچھ منتخب اشعار مثنوی شریف سے جب حضرت پھول پوری رحمت اللہ علیہ کو سنایا کرتا. حضرت سے سم ٹائمز دین وٹ آئی ہیڈ ریٹن آف دا شرح دا ایکسپلینیشن آف مثنوی شریف آئی شوڈ لیٹ مائی شیخ ہیئر آلسو آئی شوڈ لیٹ ریڈ اٹ ٹو ہیم. اور ان کی وہ شرح عرض کرتا جو حق تعالی خاص طور پر احکر کو عطا فرماتے ہیں. اینڈ دیٹ ایکسپلینیشن آئی شوڈ ہیو گیو وچ اللہ اسپیشلی ہیڈ گرانٹڈ می وچ آئی ڈیڈ ناٹ گیٹ فرام اینی کتابز وچ اللہ ہیڈ پٹ ان مائی ہارٹ. اور ان کی وہ شرح عرض تو حضرت والا بہت مسرور ہوتے. حضرت پھول پوری دا شیخ شوڈ بیکم سو ہیپی آن ہز مرید دا شرح دا مرید یوز ٹو میک. اور احکر کی دردناک شرح سن کر آپ دیدہ ہو جاتے. And listening to how beautiful and the love of Allah Hazrat should explain, his sheikh should tears should come in his eyes. Ek din to aisa hua ke ahkar par ek khas kaifiyat tari thi. He says, one day it was such that a special condition had overtaken me. Ahkar Hazrat wala ke paas baad namaz fajr baitha tha. After fajr I was sitting by my sheikh Manar Phulpuri aur ijazat lekar sharah matnavi arz kar raha tha. And I was giving the explanation what Allah had put in my heart. Hazrat wala ko اس قدر لطف آیا کہ سنتے سنتے 11 بج گئے. So much حضرت was enjoying it that from فجر 11 o'clock حضرت was still listening to it all the time. The شیخ listening to the murid from فجر till 11 o'clock یعنی 5 گھنٹے تک حضرت اقدس احکر کی زبان سے مثنوی شریف کی درناک شرح سنتے رہے. That means for 5 hours, my sheikh, the sheikh was listening to the murid, to this wonderful explanation of the love of Allah which is in Masnavi Sharif. Ahkar par aur Hazrat Aqdas par ajeeb kaifiyat tari rahi. 5 hours, no breakfast, no tea, no peanuts, no nothing. Just imagine what the condition on the sheikh and on the murid also. Aur ahkar bhi ashbar raha. حضرت says tears were flowing from my eyes also. اور حضرت والا بھی احکر کے معروضات سے اشبار ہوئے. And حضرت was also tearing when he was listening. اس وقت کے حسب حال یہ دو شعر پیش کرتا ہوں. At that time what was happening to me I present that. وہ چشم ناز بھی نظر آتی ہے آج نم. That those eyes that were that naz, that is like who are proud, who are not actually proud but like pride in them, who are big like that, eyes that are like that, today I see them also in tears. Such eyes also, that where was the position of Maulana Phulpuri Rahmat, but today listening to me his eyes are also tearing. Ab tera kya khyal hai intihai gham. Now what do you think, oh the limit of love. That if you can have so much love for somebody, then what is the position of that love? You cannot imagine. May Allah with this kitab bless us also with that love of Allah Ta'ala and let it come into our heart inshallah.
Gotcha, by
نام تمہارا انتخاب. اچھا آپ نے اچھا انتخاب کیا. احمد آویل ہو چھ آپ بھی کیا نام ہے کہاں سے پرسن بس بچہ نہیں سنی. اوکے ویری بریفلی انگریزی تو ہم جو میت از سنت. But what is for us? Islah. That is for us. To change our life. What we are trying to explain at the beginning. Shuru ma chai ke tau tati. Tina mate bayat hawa pache. And like for everything we have to take treatment. Apune koi bimari hoi. You have an ailment. Do you take treatment? Go to doctor. Spiritual disease more important. Tina ilaj. Like anger. Namazu ma susti. بیوی نے اوپر سختی کرو حق نہیں ادا کرو all that is even worse. So that treatment is فرض. And this is for that treatment. So general prescription that is given when a person become bayat that he must dress Islamically as wherever he is. That will help him, save him from lot of guna. Even at the workplace you dress, the other girls and women also say, hey, this man not our life. Leave him alone. we'll get saved from a lot of guna, whether we're on the sports field, anywhere. We should be seeing where we are, but it is dress helps us tremendously. Second, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Daily, minimum 4-5 pages, read daily. 3-4 pages. At least make one khatam in the year. Thirdly, 100 times La ilaha illallah. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, you are taking out everything besides Allah from your heart. And illallah, only you putting Allah. All gunas you are taking out. And you putting the right things, purifying the heart. And 100 times, Allah. In this way, that, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you also love me. You come in my heart. A person's life is made if we do it regularly, inshallah. And keep contact. Come regular to the majlis. And besides that also, write your condition. MashaAllah, many brothers are writing, and we can see the difference of their, when they are informing what their condition is. So, and the main thing is, when you write your condition, you get the dua of the Shah. Eh, if it's good condition, even many are writing their weaknesses. So automatically dua is made, Allah save us. They are asking for duas also. That make dua, Allah save us from this weakness, this weakness. That then a person progresses a lot. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Acha Maulana, Abhi, Maulana is a very special Khalifa of our Shaykh. Acha Maulana. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa mawlana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. You'll manage in Urdu? Ya Allah, tauba karta hoon main kufr se, shirk se, bid'at se, nifaq se, tamam gunahon se, chote ho ya bare, khususan duniya ki mohabbat ka guna se aur aakhirat se ghaflat ka guna se. Man chahi zindagi guzarne ka guna se aur Allah jalla jalaluhu ke ahkamat aur nabi kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnaton se ghaflat ka guna se aur takabbur ka guna se. Ya Allah, wada karta hoon jahan tak mujhse ho sake 5 waqt ki namaz jamaat ke saath masjid mein sunnat ke mutabik parne ki koshish karta rahunga. Ramzan Sharif ke roze rakhunga. Zakat farz hogi, zakat ada karunga. Haj farz hoga, haj karunga. Hama waqt apne islah ki fikr karta rahunga. Ya Allah, dakhil hota hoon main silsilaye Chishtiya mein aur silsilaye Naqshbandiya mein aur silsilaye Qadiriya mein aur silsilaye Suharwardiya mein. یا اللہ چاروں سلسلوں کے تمام بزرگوں کی برکت سے میری توبہ اور بیعت کو قبول فرما، جب تک کہ زندگی ہے اسلامی ایمانی زندگی نصیب فرمانا، حسن خاتمہ ایمان کامل کلمہ شہادت پر، عافیت عزت راحت سلامتی امن کے ساتھ نصیب فرمانا، کل قیامت کو ہمیشہ جنت میں تمام بزرگوں کا ساتھ نصیب فرمانا، اللہ قبول فرمائے انشاءاللہ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب